Happy Tuesday, everybody. I have my husband here with me for the Q&A episode. He's going to read off the questions so you can say, hey, they can't see you smile.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I'm here to help.
I said, I've got you here with me, and you just smiled at me. We were having an off-air debate before I clicked play or record about how he says the date. We're selling our house and we're buying a new house, so there's been paperwork and phone calls and dates being discussed, and it just really, really reminded me how you do the date, and it's different than everybody else, and I didn't know where it came from. And I felt like you were getting mad at me, but there's nothing wrong with the way you say it. I was just curious about it. Like I say we're going to close on the house June 15th, and I would tell the realtor, oh yeah, we'd like to close June 15th. But you say
15 yeah, June.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Well, I don't know.
I think we cut out the end part. Now that I think about it, we don't have the like nth to it, right? So it's 15 June.
Right.
So I'm saving time.
Oh, okay. So you're saying...
Not the 2nd of May. It's 2 May.
Okay, yeah.
Cut it way down.
I know. Does anybody else do this? Or does anybody else have a spouse that does it? And... Yeah.
It's military.
And even
I don't
when you're,
know.
We were filling out paperwork and you were like, you put the date. You said, you know, say it was August. You'd be like, 25 August.
Right.
2020.
Yeah. I don't know. I've done that forever or from the military or been in the military or around the military my entire life. So
it's got to be from that.
I guess so.
Yeah, I was just curious about it. No big deal. I mean, isn't that
kind of making a deal?
No judgment. No.
You sure? There's no big deal?
I felt, well, I just thought I would bring it up here in front of everybody because we were talking
no big
about
deal.
It. Well, no, I felt like I was trying to explain to you that it's more of a curiosity, not right. judgment. And I felt like I was just being honest with everyone. If they felt tension when I hit record, it's because we were having a really heated debate before we sat down about the dates and how you say them. So I'm going to start off with a quote like I've been doing on Tuesdays. It's from Robin Roberts and her book, Everybody's Got Something. And I'm digging back into that book because Robin will be on the podcast this Thursday. Fingers crossed if everything goes as planned. She is my dream guest, like big time, freaking out.
Keep it together.
I'm going to keep it together. But I read her book, Everybody's Got Something, I don't know, maybe 2015 or so. And then now I'm circling back to it just to be fresh with some stuff for my interview. And this is a quote that I pulled from the book. Don't compare your life to others. You have no idea what their journey is all about. That's why I always give people the benefit of the doubt. It's one of my rules to live by. So I think that's just important to remember anytime you encounter anybody. That could be on it. Like you could think, oh, I want their life. It seems so perfect. But really, you may not know exactly what's going on with them. Or also, you could apply that in, you know, if you encounter somebody that's just really rude or kind of nasty to you and you may judge them for that and think, oh, mm-hmm. they're not a nice person, when really it could just be they really have something going on and you need to extend grace. And it might be a friend, it might be a stranger, it might be a coworker, but the encounter was just off, but you can extend grace because you have no idea what's going on in their life or what journey they are on at the moment. So, and as we figure out what's happening with coronavirus and we start to transition, I've been even in church this Sunday, our pastor was talking about how they're trying to work through reopening the church and how mm-hmm. everybody needs to be, you know, thoughtful that other people might not be in the same place that you are with the virus and how comfortable they are to be out in public. And if they want to wear a mask, we need to not judge anybody for that. If they don't feel comfortable coming back to church yet, or not joining small group yet, you need to be comfortable with that because everybody's at a different place. I mean, you have people that think this whole thing is just totally blown out of proportion, and you have some people that are super scared to leave their house at all, and they haven't in the last 8 or 9 weeks. So And then you have people that fall somewhere in between those two places. So we just have to respect people's journeys and where they are with this. And you never know why they may have a certain amount of fear or why they might be trying to protect themselves. And again, even that makes me think back to Robin when she was diagnosed with cancer. She didn't want everybody to know right away. She didn't want even certain friends to know because she didn't want to be treated differently. And, you know, but things maybe started happening in her life, and you may have looked at her and thought, oh, wow, everything's so great. But she was dealing with cancer. You just never know what people want to tell you and what they don't want to tell you or what their journey is. So loved that quote. Love that book. I highly recommend it if y'all are looking for something to read. So let's go ahead and get into the questions from today, and Ben will read those and I'll answer.
All right, from Ashley, a while back you were talking about family food traditions. One of the things you mentioned was cinnamon rolls and gravy. Do you put icing on the cinnamon rolls, or is it just cinnamon roll, no icing, and gravy? And what kind of gravy? Just trying to wrap my mind around this bizarre combination.
Okay, well, Ben married into this family tradition
so crazy.
Ours. And tell them how good it is.
It's amazing.
And
but at
you,
the time, I thought they were out of their mind. Ridiculous. Right. Why would you mix those two things?
Because it seems so gross, but it's really good. You can get the Pillsbury cinnamon rolls and whip those up easy breezy. And yes, you put the icing on top because you want the salty sweet. So you make the cinnamon roll just like you would. Again, you can do canned from the grocery store, or you can whip them up from scratch, Pioneer Woman style. That's what my family likes to do. But you don't have to. Then you, yes, absolutely put the icing. And then you get Jimmy Dean spicy sausage. That's the recommended brand, but you can get, I guess, whatever. But spicy helps. It's not too spicy, but just gives it a little extra kick. And you do a traditional white gravy and mix the sausage in with that. And it's amazing.
That's good.
The thing about the salt and sweet,
so
all
weird.
Those flavors
but
together.
Now I look forward to it.
And you just pour it on top. And we make it every Christmas morning. That is when we have it. So it's once a year. And it's amazing. So hope that helps, Ashley. And if anybody else wants to try it, that's basically the recipe. And it's so good. Next question.
All right. From Cinnamon. Hey, Amy, a week or two ago, you were talking on the Bobby Bones Show about how you couldn't move your face because you were doing a home face peel. You recommend it to Caitlin, and on the post-show, pre-show, could you recommend all the products and give more information on the fifth thing? I would love to know and would totally appreciate it.
Okay, yes. Let me tell you about this. So the products I use, or some of the products that I like to use, I use a wide variety of products, but something I've been consistently using recently is Zoe, Z-O. It's by Dr. Obagi. Maybe you've heard of the Obagi line. These products might not be for everybody. It may not be the right product for you. Everybody's faces are so different. Like, this is what has worked for me lately, and I have tried tons of stuff. But that's the line that I'm using, and it comes from this line. You don't have to use their face wash. You don't have to use all the other things that I use part of their line, but you can order these two products to do the peel. And you know, even budget-wise, this brand may not work for some people, and I don't want to leave anybody out or feel like, okay, this is the only way to do this, and you have to buy this, this, and this. Like, I never want to put that out there, but since you're asking, Cinnamon, I want to give you exactly what I used. And first of all, I recommend, if you're interested in it, you can follow the Nashville Beauty Girl on Instagram. Her name is Carrie, but her handle is at the Nashville Beauty Girl. And she, in her highlight reel, she has a highlight for the at-home peel. And you can click that and learn everything that you need. But again, she's sharing that with people that are likely clients of hers and have all of the products. When really, the only product you need to do the peel is the Radical Night Repair. And then I would recommend the Daily Power Defense for moisturizer, because your face will get dry and itchy. And Ben was walking through it with me. I mean, it was pretty painful.
Yeah,
there was
for everybody involved.
Yeah, for my face and then for his ears, because he was having to listen to me complain about it. But if you've ever had a peel even done, you know, at an office, you know that those can get expensive. So this is definitely cheaper than that, because when you buy the Radical Night Repair, you could actually do an at-home peel every 6 weeks or so for a long time. And I would start, she has instructions if you want to do mild, medium, or extreme, which she calls a big girl peel. I did a medium.
It's not a challenge. Like, don't take that as a challenge. Like, go easy yeah. because you've taken the challenge before and been miserable.
Yeah, because you cannot talk or move your face and it hurts so bad. But so you can DM Carrie on Instagram and she can help get the products to you. But the two that I would recommend, like I said, is the Daily Power Defense, which is going to be the moisturizer, and then the Radical Night Repeal, which is what is going to cause your face to peel. And you do, Carrie has all the instructions up there, but you do a morning routine and a night routine with it. And around day three, your face will start to get red and tight, like really tight and awesome. And then on day four, you're like this. And then day five, you hate your life, but then you're done. And then it starts to peel off day six, seven, eight. And then really by 10, you're kind of back to normal. So that's like the cycle. It's a 5 day peel, but really you need about 10 days. Cause I would say you by days six, five, six, and seven, you don't want to be around people.
No. Ben, I wasn't really keeping track for sure, but there was a period of time there that was rough.
Yeah. And, you know, I guess if you do the mild one, you may not have that. But I did bring the peel down my neck area and my chest area. And I did face, neck, and chest for 5 days. And it was too much. So Carrie recommended, so I'll give you this tip too on here, that maybe you do your face for 5 days and do the neck and chest area for only the first 3 days, because that skin is just different. And I just think it was too much. So that is my recommendation. But again, Cinnamon, you can find out more information from Carrie. So hit up her Instagram for sure. Okay, next question.
From Lisa in Texas. I was a regular once a month dermaplane appointment girl for about 2 years. Then Corona hit and I decided to order the Tinkle razor. I love it and I will never get a dermaplane appointment again. As a single mom with two busy teenagers, those appointments were a splurge for me anyways. How often do you use the razor on your face and how many times can you use the razor before you throw it away?
Okay, so Tinkle razors are amazing. And yeah, if you can throw out those dermaplane appointments and save some money and do stuff at home, so that way maybe you can use that money you were saving to get some Radical Night repair and do an at-home peel or something, that's great. I mean, we're all having to switch things up because of coronavirus. But Tinkle razors are great. They come in a huge pack. I have them on my Amazon page, radioamy.com, to get a list or a link to my Amazon favorites. But I love that there's so many and they're so cheap. So I personally use them once or twice and then throw them out because I want like a really sharp razor. This is making my husband very uncomfortable because
I don't like this subject.
Does not like knowing that I shave my face, but it's really just to get rid of peach fuzz. I don't put shaving cream on and shave it like a guy. It's literally this little handheld little razor
thing. It's just awkward
to
sit there and look over and you ask me a question and I look over and we're both at the sink shaving at the same time. That's just awkward to me. And I'm like, God.
Yeah. So I do it probably once a week, sometimes twice a week if I have an event or I need to put on a bunch of makeup and I'm going somewhere and I want it to go on really, really smoothly. But I haven't been really going anywhere. So I would say once a week is safe, probably during Corona. Once every 2 weeks, but I should be doing it regularly because it is good to just help exfoliate and get some of that dead skin off, especially if you have done a peel and you want to keep your skin shedding. So that's what I do. Once or twice I use it, then I throw it away, move on to the next. And the bag of Tinkle razor should last you a long time, even if you're doing that, and is going to be a heck of a lot cheaper than monthly dermaplaning appointments and save you a lot of time because you don't even have to leave your house. And then to do that, really, I get my face wash, and which the one that I use is a gentle cleanser from Zoe. And then I just lather it up and make sure my face is wet with like warm water. And then I take the razor and I go in an upward motion all down my cheeks, the side of my face, my neck area, my lip. Sometimes I do my forehead a little bit, but just be very, very careful. There have been times I have cut myself. And Vin does not like that either because he does not think that's hot at all.
Oh, you got a bunch of toilet paper stuck to your face?
Next question.
All right. From Rachel, how do we order Empowered Women shirts? I couldn't find it on your website. I'm sure I'm overlooking it.
So Empowered Women shirts are awesome. My daughter, Stashira, she designed them. She did the artwork when she was 12. Now she's 13, but she's only been 13, what, like a month or so? Almost. Yeah. Crazy.
Over a month.
I know. We have a teenager now, but she's awesome. They are, we have a white V-neck. We have a pullover. We have a crop hoodie. They're great. And you can find them at radioamy.com can send you to the shop forward, but and Pimp and Joy. But I know sometimes that gets confusing. But if you want to link directly to the Empowered Women shirts, it's theshopforward.com/women. And that will take you there. And they are currently supporting single moms and families that were affected here in Nashville from the tornadoes, from the tornado in early March, and then coronavirus. Like, these are people that got hit twice because they lost their home and then they lost their job from coronavirus because they worked in the restaurant industry. And they just really need help getting back on their feet. And working with Stephen through Home Street Home to meet these women and help support them and get them set up. I just got a shout out to my friend April, who is April Tomlin Interiors on Instagram. If you want to follow her, she's got great interior design posts if you ever need inspiration. But April's the one that introduced me to Stephen, and he is just an amazing man. Like, he gives so much of himself to people that need it the most. And he's been on the podcast before. He's formerly homeless. He was homeless for 5 years, and now he's not, and he's running his nonprofit, Home Street Home, trying to help his homeless friends and also take on newly homeless people, which between the tornado and coronavirus, he said the homeless population in Nashville has doubled. So he's taking on a lot right now. And so the sale of these shirts are, and even some Pimp and Joy stuff recently, are going towards his efforts. So we appreciate the support so much if y'all want to buy them. And plus, they have a great message. They say empowered women empower women, and there's a little heart in the middle. So thank you for the question, Rachel. I hope that helps. And next one from Teresa or Tessa. Yeah,
from Tessa.
Yeah.
Hey, Amy, I've heard you mention a couple of times on your podcast that when washing your face, you do your face, neck, and chest. Do you use the same face wash for all three? If not, what do you use for each?
Yes, I use the same. I was getting a lot of beauty type Q&A questions. So this episode is definitely geared towards that, but not on purpose. These are just the questions that come in. But I think that I think it's important to remember you don't have to stress about doing the neck and chest twice a day. But you can if you want to. But I 100% do my face morning and then again at night. And then whichever time I'm in the shower is when I really clean my, I'll use my body wash or whatever, and then I'll wash my face and bring it down my neck and my chest area just to make sure it's really extra clean. And then when I get out and I apply my face products to my face, I'll bring them down my neck and my chest area. So, which I know should have probably include, no, not should, it 100% should, not probably, include sunscreen down your neck if you're going to be in the sun and your chest. I'm really bad about only putting that on my face. But for some of my anti-aging creams and stuff, for the past, 9 weeks or so, I've been pretty committed from doing it from my forehead all the way down my chest. And I see a difference. And I'm one that has put this off for a couple years now. Carrie's been telling me, you got to take care of your neck and your chest. And I never wanted to listen to her. But something about being stuck at home the past, you know, several weeks has forced me to get in the routine, and I'm doing it, and I'm telling you, I see a difference. So I would start incorporating it now, and next thing you know, you'll be a few months in, and you'll notice a difference in your neck and chest skin.
You'll be a few months younger. as I've noticed. You look much younger.
Well, my neck was aging, which is fine. I'm not all anti-aging, but I do want to, you know, if it's something as simple as bringing my moisturizer down my neck and my chest to help keep everything, you know, even.
Yeah, while you're there.
While I'm there, I might as well just continue the process from my face down to my chest. And then, honestly, a good body lotion. I love Burt's Bees. Unscented, sensitive skin with aloe or something. I've been ordering that from Target, and it is awesome. And I've been putting that all over my body. And I'm really, really, really trying to put lotion from my toes, my legs, my back, my arms, because that skin, I mean, as we age, it's just getting, I've been neglecting it. And when I was a kid, that's something I remember seeing my mom doing, not even just, I mean, like a junior high school kid in college, like going back to visit my mom. She was always so good about putting lotion on every single day. And so now that I'm doing it, I kind of just channel my mom and I think of her, because I'm like, oh, my mom used to do this and I miss her. So it's like my moment where I don't want to do it because it's annoying, but then I use it as my time to think of my mom.
There you go.
So it helps me to do it. Are you taking care of your skin?
Mm-mm.
No?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm putting lotion on and I wear a hat now.
And sunscreen.
Yeah. Well, there's sunscreen in my lotion.
Okay. Yeah. Because if y'all didn't know, Ben had some skin cancer on his face that we were dealing with, what, late last year?
Mm-hmm. But we cut it off. We're good.
Yeah. Your scar's looking really, really, really good. So now I just have to hound him to make sure. So ladies, if you've got a man in your life and he is giving you the Heisman on wearing sunscreen, you tell him about my husband and let them know they need to get their skin checked and they need to wear sunscreen. Because I was telling my husband that for years and he finally listened to me, and what do you know? It was skin cancer. But we got it.
We got it taken care of.
All right. Well, hope y'all have a great day. Don't forget, Thursday should be Robin Roberts. Fingers crossed. So excited. Thanks, babe, for helping me with the Q&A.
No problem.
Okay, bye, y'all.